Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 31st in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is Hour 1 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available online at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. We talked about a former waitress who got a $1,000 tip, and she paid it forward and thanks donors. We talked about an anonymous Arkansas man. Well, I don't know if it was a man, I guess. Huh? It was anonymous, right? Anonymous Arkansas donor pays new water bill for entire town. Yes, whatever your water bill was, they just paid it, you know? Pretty neat stuff. We also talked about a World War II vet. Guy's dying of cancer, but he's greeting people with an American flag every single day. He says, this is what I fought for. This is what I'll die for, and this is what I stand for. And people are honking and clapping and cheering whenever they see this, gentlemen. Donald Trump administration recovers taxpayer cash from obsolete Obama-backed solar plant. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, Donald recovers the money. Good for President Trump. Donald Trump, quote, I will sign national reciprocity. If it reaches my desk, we need that. But the Republicans could have passed it when they had control of the House and the Senate, but no, they failed. But I do believe President Trump is genuine and he will sign it if he gets it. And hopefully we can get enough people in the House and the Senate to give him a round two. But you know what? They always squander it. Whenever I hear the Republicans need to take control so this and that can happen, every time they get control and they promise it'll happen, it never does. Yeah, Roe versus Wade's one example. You know what? It was a packed Republican appointed Supreme Court that passed Roe. Did you know that? Yeah. Now 6 out of the last 9 justices have been picked by Republicans. Are they going to deliver this time? They had control of the House, the Senate, the White House. They didn't pass reciprocity then. They didn't jettison Obamacare. They voted over 40 times to get rid of it. And then when they got the real chance to deliver, they more than fumbled the ball. They literally intentionally threw it away. They spiked that sucker, didn't they? Anyway, I pray that we get this done. I pray that we stand for pro-life. I pray that we reject the murderous abortion mills. But will we? They say there's white supremacist prison gangs in the United States. Is that true? Or is it just government provocateurs in the prisons? You know, it's very strange. That was hour one. Hour two, love your enemies, knowing that we are all children of God, gives us a vision and the worth of others and the ability to rise above prejudice. Dallin H. Oakes writes the piece. A caller called in and asked what we thought of it. I think the piece is great, well written. Kanye West praying for an actress. How do you say her name? Issa Rae or whatever it is. Because I guess she mocked him during a Saturday Night Live skit. She said blank F him during the skit, and so he prays for her. Good for Kanye. Kanye West in a campaign ad. We will build a stronger country by building stronger families. Boy, howdy, is Kanye right on that one. Philly's back. Looks like the Fed. Manufacturing index unexpectedly surges to what they call pandemic heights, which is kind of interesting. I guess the best, highest numbers since the pandemic began is the idea. All right, well, I'm not a fan of the Fed, but I am delighted the economy's starting to, you know, return to, what, the new normal? Mike Flynn Jr., that's the son of Mike Flynn, right? To Never Trumpers, hey, don't tell Trump. I guess to the Never Trumpers, don't tell Trumps that they don't care about Russiagate. Hey, we don't care about Russiagate, you know, the never-Trumpers. They better not tell the Trump fans that, or Trump fans will go ballistic. Because, you know, we've been told they care about Russiagate. Now that there's no wind in those sails, now I guess they don't care, huh? Like they cared in the first place, except for to derail President Trump. Thousands of vehicles line up in West Texas for the Trump train again. Thousands of vehicles rolled down Utah's highways as well, defending President Donald Trump. Big old news stories about the Trump trains everywhere, but they want you to believe nobody's for Trump, huh? Even Michael Moore, the whacked out Michael Moore, liberal extreme, you know, that guy says you better realize that Trump's numbers are underestimated big time. People are afraid of violence, so they're silent. People are afraid of retribution, so they say nothing. But there's a massive support for the president of the United States of America. We finished yesterday's broadcast on that note. We start the news that Etrich refused to use now on that note. And we start with the good sheriff, Richard Mack. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thanks, Sam. Well, I'm supposed to say it's great to be with you this beautiful Saturday morning.
That's exactly what you should say, my friend, because it is a beautiful Saturday morning. It's a God-fearing Saturday morning. It's a God-family country weekend. It's a promote the gospel of Jesus Christ every day event. And best of all, it's to say, hey, man, the elections are coming up. There's scant few days now, buddy. You really today and tomorrow and Monday and then Tuesday. What happens or what?
Well, I have to tell you, this is a first, Sam. This is the first time ever that I hope Michael Moore is right and that I am wrong.
So you think that you still think Biden's going to win, don't you?
Yes, very much so.
Ooh, but, boy.
Well, look at this. Texas has already had more people vote in early voting than they had vote all their entire last election.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're bringing out the vote big.
So if
time.
If that is the case, I don't believe those are Trump people. No way.
All right.
No
so
way.
Let me just talk to you about this. If Biden wins, Kamala rolls. Biden has some mental clarity problems or a stroke or who knows what the heck goes on with Biden. Kamala takes the reins. Hillary gets appointed to the Supreme Court. I mean, what do you see as the outcome of this thing?
A catastrophe for America. This is ushering in the takeover of America. It's the destruction that we've all been so afraid of. And there's just no question. It's the stars are lined up against liberty, against our Constitution, and against American idealism.
I pray you're wrong, sir. I agree that if that happens, though, I mean, Kamala Harris is crazy.
There's going to be absolutely nothing that will get in the way of the Democrats, at least in Washington, D.C., and they'll be able to do whatever they want. And I've said this on radio shows. I've said it on yours. It'll never be a time when we needed constitutional sheriffs more.
All right. There's several things that make me wonder about your narrative. And let me give you a couple of them and see what you think.
Okay.
First one, I guess the DOJ is now confirming that the Hunter Biden investigation is still active. 2019 investigation into Hunter Biden and associates still active. So will that have any pay dirt? Well, that may be later if we have a messy, messy, messy election. Maybe the courts decide, maybe Joe Biden squeaks in because somehow we abuse the Electoral College. And then the popular vote and Joe wins. But then he's caught in a big old scandal with Hunter. And do you see a huge mess here?
Yeah, I'm certain that's going to happen also, but the Democrats are going to be the ones to fix it, which really is even scarier. It's going to happen. Biden, of course, Biden's gone very soon. And that they'll do something for Hillary because of all of her dedication, you know, and all that she's done. She's a little bit old to get appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but she'll get whatever she wants. If she wants to go to the Supreme Court, she will. And you know, this every scenario we're mentioning right now just gets scarier and scarier and more catastrophic.
All right, so the Department of Justice looking into this. Where this will go, I don't know, but I got an idea for you.
But it certainly will not change the election.
All right.
Hunter Biden case will not change the election. It might change Washington, D.C. after that, but...
Well, might it throw Biden in jail, though?
Well, with the Democrats in charge, I doubt it. You know, that's good. But he will fade into the sunset, and of course his health is going to just keep getting worse. And, you know, but, yeah, first of all, that's another one of my predictions. I don't know if they'll ever tell the truth about this, but Biden is going to die of Parkinson's.
All right. You know, I hope that, you know, things are okay for the Biden family in terms of I don't wish any ill on them. Let's be very clear. At the same time, I realize that, you know what? Joe's health is serious, folks. This is not a joke.
And they're a bunch of criminals. The whole family.
And they are criminals, but I do hope for due process for them as well.
Sure.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this more because there's a lot on the table that I want to throw at you. Hang tight, Doctor of Freedom, Richard Mack, on your radio.
Do we reflect about our future? And where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, I got an interesting idea to throw at Richard Mack. I called him the Doctor of Freedom. Let's see what the doctor prescribes on this baby. Let's see how right he is over time, huh? It's not all about predictions, but it is about understanding where we are in America, that's for sure. So, Richard Mack... What about this idea? You know, the swamp is deeper than we think. And really, in the end of the day, the Republican-Democrat two-party duopoly cabal has been abusing us for years, and they've deceived us with the left-right paradigm. And we've got they made us believe that, oh, Democrats are conservative, Republicans are radical. And you know what? Even though the Republicans aren't perfect, by golly, you got to have them in place, because if you don't, things will really run off the rails. And by golly, if you don't, you know what? And, man, especially when it comes to the Supreme Court, the good sheriff there. Now, if we don't have Republicans, the Supreme Court will just run right off the rails crazy. And they go on and on and on with their reasoning. But you know what? Roe versus Wade literally had more Supreme Court justices appointed by Republicans than Democrats. It was a slam dunk 7-2 decision. The Republicans sold us down the river. They now blame Roe. Pro-choice Roe. They blame that on really the Democrats. The Republicans would fix it, by golly, if they ever had the chance. But they didn't really do anything pro-life, legislatively speaking, when they had the House, the Senate, and the White House. Now they've appointed 6 out of the 9 justices, culminating in Amy Barrett. Now they say they're going to overturn Roe, but will they really? Will they really stand for pro-life? Now take that, and you back up and you talk about reciprocity. So there's this idea that says, hey, if I have a gun, a sealed carry permit in a given state, then reciprocity says, hey, I'm going to respect that gun concealed carry permit in other states. Donald says he'll sign it. I believe he would if he got the chance. But it's kind of like a driver's license in different states. Hey, are they going to accept it? And Utah has the greatest reciprocity concealed carry permit in the country, meaning more states accept Utah's than others. But many states have constitutional carries. When the Republicans had power, they couldn't even pass reciprocity. Okay, I appreciate that Donald says that when it lands on his desk, he'll get it done. But you know what? They didn't, and he didn't. Now, I believe he would sign it, but I don't believe they'll ever go to him again. So it's a great, you know, campaign slogan. Hey, send it to me and I'll get her done, you know. But they didn't when they had the chance. So you take Wade, or Roe, if you will, pro-death agenda, blamed on the Democrats, but really foisted on the people by the Republicans. Now take Obamacare. You call it Obamacare and blame it on the Democrats, but the truth is the Republicans were the ones out of World War II that literally locked down how much you could pay people and then allowed health care to get into the mix to give people more benefits as a way to let businesses, quote, compete for employees, etc. The Republicans started all that. The Democrats have been heavily involved as well, but then the first state to really double down on Romney care was Mitt Romney in Massachusetts, and they pushed for that, and well, so it's as much Romney care / Obamacare / Clinton care / Bush Trump care is anything, because now Trump's making changes to it. And I appreciate that Trump rolled back the tax abuses from the IRS from it. That's a good start. But the Republicans promised and voted over 40 times they'd get it done. And they voted yes, 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 until the real vote came. Then when they had control, they voted no, or it just didn't come up for vote. Anyway, it goes on and on to the manipulation of President Trump. Never got to sign it. So when you take that health care reality check, when you take the Roe versus Wade pro-death agenda, when you take that, that was all passed under a Supreme Court controlled by Republicans. And then you take the latest Republicans, Roberts and others that have been appointed to the, quote, bench, and you look at it all and you go, is it really going to go off the rails if Biden wins and Kamala Harris takes over and the Republicans lose control? Or is it really much better under the Republicans? They have fought Donald Trump for anything that I believe in, for the most part, tooth and nail, after they had complete control and squandered it this last time. They did it back in the 90s when they had the Republican, quote, Newt Gingrich contract with America. It turned out to be the contract on America. Newt goes down in a ball of flames for strange behavior while his wife was sick and stuff like this. I'm just telling you, are we really going to go for the Republican-Democrat diabolical deception again, or does it even matter, Sheriff?
Well, our good friend Ernie Hancock says that it totally does not matter.
And I'm having a hard time disagreeing with him.
Yeah. I did his show this week. And
Ernie, by the way, is a great guy.
Yeah, he is. And he says, I don't care who gets elected. And this is really one time. I've always cared who got elected. I thought, but as I told you before, I thought Obama was going to be a catastrophe. And I said that our economy would not survive him. I guess the economy survived him. Even though I believe that we're headed still for a huge economic disaster in America. But really, who's in charge? And that's really where you and I will always agree. And that is that Obama was a puppet of the secret combinations that brought him to prominence. And the people that cover up his background of real quickly, he went to Columbia University, but there's no record of it. No one at Columbia University says, oh, yeah, I had a class with him. Or no girl has ever come out and said, hey, I used to hang out with him. We used to date a little bit. That has never happened. So this Manchurian type candidate that became president, I believe, was a public farce, and that it was a whole fraud. The whole thing, Obama was a fraud and is a fraud.
But the Republicans weren't keen on calling that out. In fact, if you brought it up, all they'd do is go, "You're a whacked out birther. You're crazy. How dare you dig into his records? What right do you have?" Now, when it comes to Trump, they want to supposedly dig into his records.
And to that, I'll tell you, I would say to each one of them, show me where he went to college and show me his college records and show me what name he used to go to school. And then I will apologize.
You're a birther and a truther. Why are you wasting time with that? You're a crackpot. You're a nut. Let's move along.
I didn't say anything about where he was born. I don't know where he was born.
Doesn't matter. You're still a birther and a truther and a bigot and a racist. You're just doing it because he's black, aren't you? See, I mean, they can't take the discussion seriously. And here's the problem. We don't have the media to force that serious discussion.
Right.
Isn't that really the problem here?
But the thing of it is, you're right in the sense that there's really, when the Republicans act like they're really great when they're fighting the Democrats. When they're fighting each other and they have control, they don't do a dang thing either. They still don't do anything. And you're absolutely correct about that. But I believe this time that the Democrats are going to have a lot of push to keep moving further left. And AOC and those types, and Elizabeth Warren being, now she might be ruining her chances because she's saying she wants to be Secretary of Treasury. You don't campaign for that, and this is how classless she is. But I just think there's going to be more of this, and I think there's going to be more shutdowns. I think there's going to be food shortages, and I think the Democrats are going to overplay their hand. And who was it that said it's going? The bald guy on Fox, and he's not real prominent, but he's kind of late at night sometimes. And anyway, he said that the Democrats' catastrophe is going to bring back Republicans to the extent that even Republicans are going to take a prominent role back in California. He says
but here's the point. Does that even matter? Let's say they do, and then they don't pass reciprocity. They don't change health care. They just mock and play games and can't get along, and they fight with the Democrats, and they make excuses, and they don't. Hey, man, Republicans were controlling California for a long time.
Historically speaking, you're absolutely correct. I mean, there's nothing that I can point to history that's going to say, oh, yes, boy, we sure need these Republicans back, Sam. Man, oh, man, I can't wait for the Republicans to be back in charge. Because you're right, when they had a chance to do something significant, they didn't, and they won't. And the only significance going on with the Republicans right now are people like Mitt Romney and Jeff Flake, who are totally supporting abortion and higher taxes and gun control, and at the same time they claim to be a Republican. So, yeah, those types of people, it just make you wonder, does it really matter? Because everybody's a hypocrite there anyway.
All right, so let me throw this out. I don't know how much you studied big tech, but Tony Perkins of Family Research Council wrote an article that says this: big tech, the single greatest threat to free speech in America. Tony Perkins. Right now, I want to bring this up because that way the Democrats and Republicans can get you either way. Doesn't matter who you like, doesn't matter what you do. Now, big tech was created over the last 50 years by a secret cabal. The military, which means the Pentagon and black ops money, in bed with big tech, which means corporate interests, and the universities, funded by above board taxpayer dollars and secret money from China and everywhere else. These three, big tech, big business, and college.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hey,
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump take their cases to the Midwest on why they should be president or continue as president, respectively. Biden at a drive-in rally in Iowa, one of the states that he hopes to flip blue.
So honk if you want America to lead again. Honk if you want America to trust each other again.
Iowa is also a state that has seen a second straight day of record COVID-19 cases. Biden slamming the president for how he has managed the pandemic so far.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag. He surrendered to this virus. But the American people don't give up.
Trump held rallies in Michigan and Minnesota. By contrast, no social distancing and little mask wearing. Today is 3 days until Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There are 35 Senate seats that are either open or up for re-election. Tim Berg at USA Radio's Phoenix Bureau has what's at stake.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
it's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014 and now got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
Seven key races will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Actress Lori Loughlin has reported to federal prison in Northern California. Aunt Becky from Full House was sentenced to 2 months for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. A Prisons Bureau spokesperson said the actress is now in custody at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So Richard Mack with me. So I'm saying to you that big tech was created by black op money with the Pentagon, by colleges or universities funded by taxpayers, and as we know now by the reports by communist China, and big business. So you got big business in bed, that's big tech, big business, in bed with the Pentagon and in bed with the universities, and they created this cabal that they're now restricting us all on called the internet. I call it a cabal because it was a secret conspiracy in its creation. Yes, it allowed a little bit of temporary freedom, where guys like me and others in the new media were making a big difference and inroads towards educating people. But now they're shutting us down because they realize the education is starting to take root and the knowledge is starting to grow, and the pushback about unconstitutional abusive government is really cranking up. Okay, and so I bring this all up to say, hey, big tech, really, is the single greatest threat to free speech, but also in manipulating the elections. Do you want to respond to this, Sheriff?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. And, you know, I certainly have followed that somewhat. First of all, as you very well know, I'm not a big tech person. I'm anti-tech. That's the reason why I keep protesting by keeping my flip phone. And I just, I kind of want tech to leave me alone to an extent.
Not going
to
happen, sir.
I know. And as much as I can push back against that, I do. I just don't want to run my life. And, you know, I've always said, one day I will take my cell phone and throw it in the ocean. If, of course, the dictators and Hitlers in Hawaii will ever open up Hawaii again, I'll go do it there. But,
All right, so check this out. In the latest hearings, okay, because they want you to believe the Republicans and Democrats are going to rein in big tech. They're not reining in anything.
No.
Okay, that's a lie. They built big tech by their silence, their ignorance along the way. Black op money, university money, okay? But in addition, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook admitted that Facebook hired 35,000 employees for their, quote, so-called trust and safety department to control what you can see and say online. Censorship is a serious threat to America. Okay? What if you can only see what big tech permits? This censorship must stop. They say we're working on Capitol Hill to stop it. Sheriff, Capitol Hill built it.
Yeah. And even if they didn't specifically do it, they certainly allowed this to occur, and they allow it to continue because it is such an anti-constitution, anti-liberty movement or business. Yeah, business. And so, we're a private business, so we don't have to allow for freedom of speech, and we can be as political as we want. Well, in a sense, that's true, but not when it is serving a public or government need or government subterfuge. And so, yeah, look how social media controls our lives. And it looks like it's, to me, we said, oh, great, we can now have complete and honest, open dialogues and information out there, and that the internet was going to save us because it allowed us to tell the truth and find the truth. Now it's as culpable as government is in brainwashing and hiding the truth. So, yeah, and I think let me just kind of wrap this up on the Democrats versus Republicans. To me, it will always be and is the reason right now why I am probably going to vote straight Republican. Don and I will vote on Tuesday morning right before my first class starts. We will go a couple of miles away and we will vote. And I'm sure she's going to do the same, that she'll vote pretty much straight Republican. And there's a long list of about 30 judges. To retain these judges, vote yes. I will vote no on every one of them. That is another protest of me against the system that has strayed so far away from our Constitution. And they'll probably all still get retained. I don't know anybody who does vote for them, but I guess people will just, it'll be easier just to not vote because it's very tedious to go through 30 different ones and do that vote. So that's probably how they remained in office. But the bottom line to me is I am voting because President Trump is saying that he is pro-life, and how the
and I believe that he is, but I believe he's undermined by his own swamp.
Oh yeah, he is. And if they'll ever put anything in front of him relative to getting rid of abortion, first of all, they won't. Even if they pass a law saying that abortion is now murder, they'll still not stop it. It'll go underground, and abortion will continue in this country. And it's just, it's remarkable, and it's a disgrace that we have allowed this to become such a huge part of American life that we kill innocent unborn or while they're being born or right after they're born, babies, and we're accepting that. I will vote against the Democrat Party because not a one of them that I ever saw came out against Governor Northam from Virginia when he said it's okay to kill a baby who survived an abortion attempt. And maybe, and that's the move for the Democrat Party to just go ahead and do that. And the dumbing down of America with that right there, that it's okay to do that, is what I'm voting against.
Now check this out. A new study came out. Nearly half of university students okay with censoring speech.
Yeah, which kind of shows you how dumbed down our college students are.
Kind of shows you?
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, but think about that. Big tech, the single greatest threat to free speech. Nearly half of university students say it's okay to restrict free speech. Now the censorship army just got bigger. The Democrats are openly pushing for more censorship in the hearings right now. Do you got a response to that, Sheriff?
Well, I mean, I think it's the same old, same old. And, the question is, are we going to ever be able to do anything about this? And I think I pretty much agree with you that we're not going to be able to. Unless somehow we, the people, take back control and kick everybody out of Washington and redo it. Because, I mean, look at the institution of the FBI. Even that one. There's not a single one of them I trust there. Not a one. Hannity says he trusts the rank and file. I don't trust a one of them. And this is another thing where Trump has really blown it. And some lady called me and wanted to do an interview about some of this yesterday. And I told her Trump has not drained the swamp. You know, I'm not saying it's his fault. But I'm saying a lot of it, some of it is. The people who he has appointed to his cabinet have all been swamp people, almost every one of them. You know, he has not reached out to people who really could make a difference to be on his cabinet. Why hasn't he put somebody who's not an FBI agent, who has not been brought up in that corruption, to be in charge of the FBI? He has not done that once. Could have done it whenever he wanted. David Clark, sitting right there next to him in Washington, who is a friend of his, could have been in charge of that very easily.
All right, now check this out. So you might be right on Biden winning, but there's an interesting idea here. Christian speaker, his name is Lance Wallnau. W-A-L-L-N-A-U, Wallnau, I think is how you say it. He prophesied a win for Donald Trump back in 2016, and he was correct. So that's why he's being given credence now. He says Trump will win a second term, but it will probably be the Supreme Court that plays a significant role in the final outcome. He thinks Trump will win, and that's the reason.
Well, that goes back to the country loses because it's going to be such a huge controversy. And that's going to spark a lot of unrest, and it's going to spark a lot of violence.
Now, I want to bring up the Electoral College chooses the president, right?
Right.
So the Electoral College is going to go for Biden?
Unless it ends in a tie, and then that will bring in the Supreme Court.
And the question is, will the Electoral College go for Biden?
Or does the House of Representatives choose it?
Hang tight. Let's talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so this Lance guy finishes, and he says, I believe Trump will win. I believe it will be the Supreme Court that plays a role in it. And I think God is playing chess. Sheriff?
Well, when Rutherford B. Hayes became president, it was because it was actually the House of Representatives that did it. And he actually, if I remember right, it's a great history lesson. He actually did not win the popular vote, and I don't believe he actually came through on the electoral vote. There was something there, like a tie or anyway, that's where the controversy happened. So the United States House of Representatives voted, and it was more Republican than Democrat, and he got it. That's the reason Hayes became the president of the United States. If it's not if it doesn't go to the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump loses again. So this going to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court is, to me, it's a pretty big stretch. But it's not out of the realm of possibility because this election, if it's going to stay catastrophic like some of them have in the past with the hanging chad and so on and so forth, and they want it, the powers that be want it to be controversial, and they want the violence, and they want to further divide us as a country, then you very may well be correct on that one.
All right, so that's not me, though. This is this Christian author. He says that the Supreme Court will be a big decision factor. Right. Now imagine this. The Electoral College chooses the president. Imagine the Electoral College goes with Trump. Then imagine the Democrats saying, wait a minute, this is the second time we've lost. We've won the popular vote. Let's say the popular vote goes for Biden. We've won the popular vote. Barack got robbed by this. Back in the hanging chad day, the court sided and Bush won. But again, same kind of scenario. We're always getting ripped off by the Electoral College. So the Electoral College is sued by the Democrats because they chose the, quote, wrong president, according to the Democrats. And then we get this fiasco going on now. Historic levels of early voting will ensure that there'll be a lot of ballots to count. An official count might take weeks to perform. So it'll be messy from the start, but the Democrats will then create enough election fraud. Google, Facebook, Twitter will all be aboard to manipulate the reality of what people learn and know. Then they'll vote and manipulate the votes via mail fraud, as President Trump predicted. The president complains he is about to lose because of the popular vote. The Electoral College votes for the president, so now there's a rift, and the Supreme Court has to save the day, sir. Is that a crazy outcome?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. It sounds crazy, but I think it's within the realm of possibility. I think it fits the narrative that there's going to be controversy, and really not just controversy, but out-and-out fraud, and there's going to be new discoveries every day of fraud after the election, and they want it to be that. So that what you're saying, I think it's very possible. I know it's not coming from you, but you're the messenger, of course. But I think I have said this. It's going to be catastrophic. The worst catastrophe to me would be that the Democrats completely monopolize Washington, D.C. politics, and control of the country is going to be a monopoly of Democrat, leftists, and socialists and communists. And I believe that AOC is going to have a huge hand in it. And she's an absolute idiot. And so we're going to have these idiot Democrat, leftist, communists running America. And how long ago did I tell you we're 2 to 5 years out from having a complete leftist takeover, socialist takeover of America? The only thing I've said since then is that I was wrong on the timing. It's going to be a lot quicker than I said.
It's a very scary discussion.
Boy, is it.
But I kind of believe that this is what we're going to face. Now, I don't know if it'll go down exactly as I articulate, but I will say this. Whoever wins, the other side is already gearing up to not accept the results. To what level does that go?
Yeah. And, you know, most of the predictions are just as you and I are saying, and other people have predicted as well, that this election is going to be violent. It's going to further divide us, and there's going to be a huge controversy for weeks, if not months, about who the next president's going to be. So, but me, I think if the Democrats get what they want, and I believe they're going to, certainly, it's not hard for me to say what I'm saying if you follow the polls at all, which, of course, Trump turned all the polls on their head last time. I don't believe that will happen two times in a row. No way. I think it's going to be, I think there's going to be some controversy, and Trump's not going to let go of the election, but I believe that all the Democrats are going to be really doing well.
So if Donald Trump loses, do you think he'll peacefully leave? The Democrats are saying he won't even peacefully leave.
Yeah, I hope that he does. Even when things are stolen from you, which there was some real strong evidence that my election was stolen from me, and I didn't feel like fighting it. I just felt like I was going to tarnish, you know, leaving with my head held high. I did what I knew I was supposed to do. Both my wife and I knew that the reason I was so miraculously elected sheriff, I've never won anything that I've ever run for except in high school and then sheriff. I've never won anything since, unless you call when I ran for Utah County Sheriff and I won the convention. I won that big. But as far as winning the office, I lost. And, it was such a miracle, and I just know that's what I was supposed to do, but there's no way I was going to fight and look like a sore loser and leave like that. And I think the same with Trump. He just needs to bow out and say, you know what? The swamp got me. I did not drain the swamp. The swamp drained me. And
I'm so sorry. I've done the best I could. I incrementally made changes that were valuable and respectable regardless. Folks, you got a real problem on your hands. And part of the reason, though, that I think Donald Trump really can't make a lot of headway is he won't bring in the right people.
No.
And I'll give you an example. He continues to go to the mainstream press for his news and knowledge and information. So that's what he learns from. And
he says they're a bunch of crooks.
But then that's who he goes to. So if I try to get Donald on my show, even Donald Trump Jr. now, it's like, oh, no, we're kind of scared because of the election or whatever else.
Right.
But I look at it and go, what? Why would you be scared to come on my program?
But Sam, yet, I'm afraid of it, too.
Afraid of what?
The election and the political process right now.
Yeah, but you're not afraid to the point where you won't embrace the people that could help you.
Well, yeah, but maybe. Yeah, maybe I am. Let's put it this way. Because I'm going to say this right now, I will admit that I donated to the Trump campaign. That is the only time in history that that I've ever donated to a presidential campaign. I used my own money. I put it to the Trump campaign. Not very much.
Yeah, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
I did a lot more for the Jerry Sheridan, a lot more. I really donated quite a bit to Jerry Sheridan. He's running for sheriff here. And he's a good man. He's a good friend. And I think he'll be a real good, powerful constitutional sheriff. One, because I don't think he doesn't really need the money. He doesn't need, you know, reelection. And I'm sure he was going to want to be reelected. But I think he's made enough contacts with us and commitments to the Constitution that there's no way he can hide from that.
Now, listen carefully to this next headline. The RNC claims 60% of attendees of Trump's Minnesota rally were not Republicans.
So what were they doing there? Were they trying to heckle him?
Or were they, they were independents and other people and some Democrats and people who are supporters of Trump, yep.
How do they know that?
I don't know. I'm just telling you that's their claim. I assume they do an exit poll and they ask people and then they, you know, extrapolate numbers from that. That's how most polls are done. They claim it's scientific, but it's far from. But never, I digress, except my point is there's a huge contingent out there for Trump that's surprising.
Yeah, and I'm surprised the other way, too. I have some friends who are members of my church and people I knew have known since they were little kids who are totally for Biden.
Yep. Now, Trump's been vindicated on a lot of things just recently, though, and the Bidens have had a lot of scandals come out in the last even few days.
Right.
I'm going to give you a little hint this hour. We'll talk about it in detail next hour. But listen carefully. Deported parents declined to be reunited with their children. So think about the ramifications of that. At first, they beat up Trump and said Trump separated all these kids from their parents. They had a heyday with that back in the day. Now, recently, they brought it up and they said, hey, man, now we got all these kids and they can't find their parents. It's horrible. And, well, now it turns out the parents that are found that aren't in America because they got deported, they came in, they left their children, they went back. They're declining to be reunited with their children because they say, I want my children to have a better life than I had. And so even though I'm separated from my kids, I pray that things go successful. I think that's some of the most humble, dedicated people ever that say, I just want my kid to have a better life and I'll go to whatever lengths it takes to get it for them. That's some love, Sheriff. That's an interesting twist on this whole, quote, narrative about, you know, the border and oh, my gosh, Donald's separating families. And, no, the real narrative about these parents is saying, hey, I want my children to have an American life. I know what America brings. America's far from perfect, but by golly, I want them to have that chance, even if I never see them again. This is a point ignored by the media, but that just came out, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, I saw that, and I never trusted it in the first place, and the evidence was pretty clear that a lot of those children didn't belong to the people that brought them across the border in the first place.
And that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
So they might be jettisoning and refuse to unite with the kids because, one, they don't care that they brought them over. That's one side. The other side is that love that I speak of. I believe it's probably a healthy dose of both.
Yeah, I bet it is.
All right, folks, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Deported parents declined to reunite with their children. I find that fascinating after that huge debate. All right, we got a whole lot to talk about next hour with a good sheriff as well. Election fraud, is it going to play a role? The Supreme Court, will they play a role? The Electoral College, what role will it play? What's going to happen in the next few days? Kirk Crosby believes it'll be a landslide for Donald Trump. That's my co-host. Sheriff Richard Mack believes that Biden will win. This guy that predicted 2016, this Christian guy, says, hey, man, God's playing chess, and President Trump will win again, but for different reasons. What do y'all think, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one in the can, two coming up. LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic, I'll tell you that.